Back in Blighty. The Hardings have just come back from a fortnight's holiday in Hong Kong, where Jack Harding used to work when he was younger. Now his wife Jill, who is at home on her own, is chatting with her friend Mabel, who has come to visit her. "So you're back in Blighty," Jill's friend Mabel said with a grin. "How was your holiday?" "Hi, Mabel," Jill said and laughed. "Yes, I'm back in Blighty. We got back yesterday. Our holiday was marvelous, probably the best we've ever had. I loved every minute of it." "What's it like there? Was it very hot?" "It was bloody hot and humid too, I tell you. You sweat no end in the tropics, even in the shade. The only thing that saved me was the air conditioning." "I can imagine," Mabel said. "Did you eat with chopsticks too?" "Yes, I did once or twice, though I'm not very good at it. I kept dropping my food. Eating rice from a bowl was really hard. In fact, if I could use chopsticks only, I'd probably die of hunger." "And people standing at your grave in Hong Kong will read, 'Woman from Blighty died because she couldn't use chopsticks.'" "Oh, shut up, you," Jill laughed. "But to be serious again, Hong Kong is just incredible, and the shopping there is amazing. I went there with an empty suitcase, and when I came back to Blighty, it was full." "The shopkeepers must have loved you," Mabel joked. "Did you save up enough money to buy their shops empty?" Jill grinned and showed Mabel her brightly colored silk dress. "Just look at this wonderful silk dress I bought." "Oh my," Mabel exclaimed. "It's just breathtaking. I love those bright colors. You're so lucky." "I know," Jill said happily. "And it was a real bargain too. In the UK, it would have cost at least twice as much. I also bought a lot of brand name clothes quite cheaply. Here, this is for you." Mabel took the bag Jill gave her and opened it. "Oh my," Mabel exclaimed again, and admired the dress Jill had given her as a present. "Right on," Jill said. Mabel tried the dress on and then looked at herself in a mirror. She was delighted with what she saw. It was a bright, colorful dress that fit her perfectly. "It fits perfectly," Jill said. "Did you have it made at a tailor's?" "No, not a tailor," Jill smiled, "but it is a famous brand." "Thank you so much, Jill. It really is beautiful. I would never be able to save enough to buy myself such a wonderful dress. I don't want to take it off." "Then don't," Jill said, feeling happy to see her friend so excited about the new dress. "You could even wear it at the office tomorrow." "Yes, I think I will. But do tell me more about your holiday. Did you go to the beach or do any other interesting things?" "Oh yes, we did lots of things. The sea is quite dirty at a lot of the beaches, but Jack took us to his favourite beach in Big Wave Bay, which was just amazing. It was huge, the water was clean and shallow, and there were almost no people at all. Usually it's very crowded wherever you go in Hong Kong, but we had to go on a long hike to get there, so it wasn't really strange that there were few people." "Yes, I can see that you got a nice tan while you were away. Did you enjoy yourself at the beach?" "Oh, we had a great time there. The kids had fun in the water playing in the waves. They were so big that Cedric once lost his swimming trunks and Arthur his goggles. The sun there is much stronger than here, so we all had to apply lots of sunscreen, but we were probably lucky that none of us got a sunburn. We went on some great outings on other days too. Just imagine, there's a gun in the harbour, it's called the Noonday Gun, that has been fired every day at noon for about 150 years. Why ever would they do a silly thing like that?" "Oh, it started as some sort of punishment back in the 1860s, but today they continue doing so as a tradition. It's quite popular with tourists. I'll never forget the bang it made when it was fired. You can't imagine how loud it was. I almost dropped my camera. Bloody hell, Mabel exclaimed. That must have been loud. Yes, and dropping it would have been expensive too. It took me quite a while to save up for that camera. Do you mind if I have a fag? Mabel asked. Jill seemed reluctant and said nothing. What's the matter? Mabel asked. Don't you smoke any more? I do smoke the odd fag, but Jack doesn't like it at all. If you smoke in here, he'll be sure to smell it when he comes home. All right, let's go into the garden then. I don't mind. The two friends made their way out into the garden where Mabel lit her cigarette. Do you fancy a fag? Mabel asked, holding out a packet of cigarettes towards Jill. Jill thought about it. On the one hand, she did fancy a fag, as Mabel put it, but on the other hand, her husband was coming home in an hour, and he would probably smell the smoke on her. Mabel saw how reluctant her friend was. Come on, Jill, just one fag. No one will know. You're not afraid, are you? Oh, shut up, you, Jill said with a grin. Mabel quickly gave her a cigarette and helped her to light it. The two friends stood together smoking secretly in the garden. Have you ever thought of going to Hong Kong for a holiday? Jill asked. It's a great place, and you'd love it if only for the shopping. Oh, hell yes, I'd love an adventure. I've often imagined going there or places like that, but I'm skint as always. Everything's so bloody expensive nowadays. I never seem able to save up anything. Jill didn't quite know what to say. She knew, of course, that Mabel more often than not had no money, that she was skint, as she put it. But she also knew that Mabel would not try to save up any money. Saving money is so boring, Mabel would often say. I want every day to be an adventure, so how can I save money? She knew that it was no use trying to talk to her friend about this, so she decided to talk about something else. I've heard there's a new exhibition at the National Gallery. Do you fancy going there with me at the weekend? Usually Mabel enjoyed visiting the National Gallery, as she liked painting herself and was hoping to become a famous artist one day, but to Jill's surprise, she seemed reluctant this time. Well, I don't know, she said reluctantly. I've become a bit bored with art exhibitions and looking at paintings, and I never sell any of my paintings. I think I'd like to try something quite new and different. What did you have in mind? I'm not sure. Maybe I could learn to play the guitar and become a busker. A busker? She exclaimed. Oh, come off it. There are too many buskers and would-be buskers already. I can't imagine you'd earn much money that way. And then I'd still be skint, you want to say? Suddenly the door opened and Jack came out of the house. Jill was very surprised to see her husband already. He was home early. Jack was wearing a suit and he looked very angry. Bloody hell, Jack, Mabel said when she saw him. What's wrong? You're not angry because Jill's having a fag with me, are you? No, I'm not, he said, though I'm not happy about that either. It's something much more serious. I'm bloody angry because I just got a phone call from the police. Anthea's been caught with drugs.